Coming up on this edition of CENTCOM Insider, Iraq's Air Force continues to improve, Marines plan to train Afghans, and Iraqis continue to move forward. This is the January 25th edition. I'm Lance Corporal Alan Addison. Iraq's Army and police aren't the only forces showing improvements in the region. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Cy Bartlett from the 770th Air Expeditionary Advisory Squadron talks about the training that the Iraqi Air Force is receiving from U.S. forces.
We have a mission to advise Iraqi Air Force helicopter operations. And up at the base that I work at, they have Russian-made Mi-17 helicopters, American-made Bell-UH-1 helicopters, and also Bell-206 helicopters. And we do training. We fly combat operations. We do undergraduate pilot training. We do transition training. Any given day, we may be flying infrastructure protection missions, moving the DVs, high-ranking Iraqi officials, back and forth, or going outside and flying our Mi-17s in conjunction with the UH-1s, training with Iraqi Special Operations Forces.
Bartlett also talked about the future of the Iraqi Air Force and what U.S. forces plan to help them accomplish.
In the near term, the Iraqi Air Force is focused on building a system of capabilities to fight counterinsurgency. A key piece to that is being able to train their maintainers, their pilots, and their support personnel, and to be able to have the capability to make that training self-sustaining, getting the Iraqis to become the instructors so they can train the next generation. One of the key objectives of the Coalition Air Force's transition team here that I'm a part of. So we have different units, different squadrons that are building these different capabilities.
Bartlett ended by saying that the growth of the Iraqi Air Force has brought a sense of pride to the citizens and government of the country, because no longer are Iraqi citizens only seeing coalition aircrafts, but now they're seeing their own military fly above their cities. Marines are headed to Afghanistan this spring. Air Force Staff Sergeant Trevor Pedro has more.
Combined Security Transition Command Afghanistan has dedicated nearly 5 years to mentoring and training Afghan National Army soldiers. The next push is building up the police and security forces, something they plan on doing with the help of the Marines.
And so what the Marines will do is help fill in some of the gaps that we have in terms of being able to cover more districts to do police training more quickly to accelerate the development of the police force.
More than 3,000 troops are set to join the fight this spring, with 1,000 of those under SESTICA control. Those Marines will be supporting the current strategy of developing Afghan national security forces, and according to leadership, soldiers have set a solid foundation for the incoming Marines.
We've seen great progress in the police in recent months, and the difference has been wherever we've been able to put focused an intensive effort into training, the Afghans respond. So we are very excited about the ability to expand our program in the spring timeframe.
Major General Cohn went on to add that no specific units or timetable has been set for the Marines' arrival in theater. Staff Sergeant Trevor Pedro, Kabul, Afghanistan.
As combat and humanitarian operations continue in Iraq, it is becoming more evident that the Iraqi citizens are working hard to improve their way of life. Commander of Multi-Divisional Center, Army Major General Rick Lynch, says more than 31,000 citizens are now providing security assistance to coalition forces throughout areas in the region.
We've got 53 patrol bases in NMDC's area now. One of the things that we modified as part of the surge is we don't commute to work anymore. We have patrol bases that we establish based on combat operations, then we stay there. And what happens is the local population come forward and they say, "Are you staying?" If the answer is yes, they ask, "How can I help?" And that's how we ended up with 31,000 concerned citizens in NMDC's area.
Lynch was able to give an example of an Iraqi town in which the citizens have been very helpful in transforming it from a dangerous combat zone to a prosperous economy.
I mean, 10 months ago, every time I went into Jerper Sucker, we got attacked on the way in. My soldiers were being attacked all the time. The only thing that separated my soldiers from the enemy was a T-wall, a retaining wall, and the enemy was lobbing grenades over the wall. Now you walk the streets of Jerper Sucker, there's 41 shops open. We built the government center. We built the police station. The people there have come forward to secure their own area. Sheikh Sabah, who's the lead concerned citizen out there, who was indeed in the past probably affiliated with the insurgency, now is part of the solution, and Jerpasar is another example.
Lynch said the extreme courage of the Iraqi citizens has helped coalition forces find weapons caches, improvised explosive devices, and capture insurgents. That's all for this edition of CENTCOM Insider. For more news from the Central Command Area of Responsibility, check out our website at www.centcom.mil. For Central Command, I'm Lance Corporal Alan Addison.